Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
So, what does that leave? Oh, yes, a present.
Would you mind doing that?
No, not at all. We usually go round with an envelope during coffee break, don't we?
Yeah, coffee break's always the best time, because people have got their money handy.
Yeah, exactly. Do we suggest an amount, or does it seem a bit unfair?
No, I think people welcome it. We suggested $6 last time. Is that okay?
Yeah, plenty, I would have thought, which should leave us with about $90.
Have you any ideas for presents?
Well, I've been having a little think. I thought, he loves music.
Yeah, and books.
So I thought I'd check on prices for, perhaps CD players?
Yeah, that's a good idea. And also I thought maybe, a set of dictionaries. I heard him say he needed a good one.
The other thing he was saying last week was that his computer printer had broken.
I'd be really frightened about getting the wrong type.
Okay.
The other thing is something for the home. Jill suggested a coffee maker.
Oh, yeah. I'll certainly find out what they cost. Okay. Have you got all that down?
Yes.
Now, we need to think a little more about the money. I know we've got a set amount from the social fund.
Right. What does that cover?
It's meant to cover the cost of the room.
Yeah.
And a certain amount for food.
And also drinks?
Oh, yeah, certainly.
But will it be enough?
What we've done in the past is to ask guests to bring some snacks.
Right.
We don't ask them to bring more drinks because we figure that's... that should come from the social fund.
Okay. Anything else for the guests to bring?
Some music. Because there'll be a tape deck there in the room, and we can have some dancing later on.
Anything else?
Well, it's just a thought, but a couple of years ago we had a really good party where we set up, some simple games.
Yeah, great. Wasn't it based on photos from the students and teachers?
That's right.
So we should ask the guests to bring photos. Okay, I'll put it on the invitations.
Now, the last thing is, who shall we ask to do the speech?
Don't you think it might be nice to have one of the students?
Then the student leader?
Yeah, much better than the director giving speeches again.
Okay, then I'll ask her. Lovely. So, is that all?
It looks like it.
Great. Oh, thanks ever so much.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two. Test four. You'll hear a number of different recordings and you'll have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions and you'll have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. At the end of the test, you'll be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section one. Section one. You'll hear two teachers discussing arrangements for a goodbye party for a colleague. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. you'll see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hi, Tony. Thanks ever so much for coming. You know, we've been asked to organise something for John's farewell.
Yeah, sure. It's about time we started working out details.
Exactly. We don't want to leave it so late that it's double the work.
Right. Do you want me to take notes?
Oh, that'd be great, thanks.
Right. First thing is, when is the best time to hold it?
Well, he leaves on the 24th of December.
So what about the 22nd?
Yeah, I think that's about right. We want it quite near the time, don't we?
The date of the goodbye party is the 22nd of December. So, 22nd December has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Hi, Tony. Thanks ever so much for coming. You know, we've been asked to organise something for John's farewell.
Yeah, sure. It's about time we started working out details.
Exactly. We don't want to leave it so late that it's double the work.
Right. Do you want me to take notes?
Oh, that'd be great, thanks.
Right. First thing is, when is the best time to hold it?
Well, he leaves on the 24th of December.
So what about the 22nd?
Yeah, I think that's about right. We want it quite near the time, don't we?
Sure. And what about a venue? In college? A hotel?
I think a hotel will probably work out rather expensive. And I've been looking at the college dining room. That seems pretty reasonable.
Fine. Yeah, why not?
And then we ought to be thinking about invitations. Who mustn't we forget to invite?
Well, obviously John and his wife.
Oh, right.
And the director.
Uh-huh.
The office staff.
Yep. And all the teachers and all the students.
Anyone else?
Faculty heads?
No, better draw the line. I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't mind writing the invitations. When shall we get them out for?
Enough time, but not too early. What about the 15th of December?
Well, there are exams on the 16th. Better avoid them.
10th?
Yeah, that should do it.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10.